Salutations, one and all. I am the Wordsmith, and you are experiencing living, loving, listening to the Poetry for Promo right here on lovewrestling.ca. Let's get the formalities out of the way, shall we? So that we can get to the nitty and the, in some cases, gritty of the show. You can follow me and the rest of the Love Wrestling crew at Love Wrestling on Twitter. Or you can even go over to the website, lovewrestling.ca. It's a great site. It's great. Full of insight and knowledge. And apart from my content, you can also find several other people on there, such as Between Two Beards, my best friend. Not much else, I'll be honest. Nope, Smarkin' Friends. NXT, is there spilling the tea? Enough about everybody else, let's get on with Poetry Promo. That's why you're here. That's why I'm here. I'm not on any of those other shows all the time. Although I do watch them, and you should consume them. Hour watch. Watch hours? I don't know the terms. You can follow me on Twitter, at Poetry of a Promo, and Instagram, at Poetry of Promo, whatever that means in the ether of social medias. At Poetry of a Promo. Find it, love it, experience it. We gather here today, ladies and gentlemen and lizards alike, to pay homage, to look at a truly Canadian moment that happened in all places. Quebec. Montreal, Quebec, Canada, to be precise. But before I get to that and I introduce my subject this week, I would like, if I may, to take a moment, just a moment, a fraction, a wrinkle in the timeline, to insert an ad for one of our incredible sponsors. And go. Well, let me tell you something, everyone. If you go over to manscaped.com right this moment in time, right now, you can save 20% off of your next purchase at manscaped.com. But how am I going to save 20%, I hear you ask? Well, let the wordsmith tell you. Because if you enter promo code LOVEWRESTLING, that's right, LOVEWRESTLING, you can see it down here. You can see it scrolling across the screen. Enter promo code LOVEWRESTLING and save 20% off of anything you find on that website. And also, you'll get free shipping. How crazy is that? 20% off. You can use it to buy the Lawnmower 4.0. And at the end of the day, your balls are going to thank you because, like the headline says, at manscaped.com, we save balls. And it's just too sweet. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, and what a lovely, lovely promotion it is, let's move on. Ladies, gentlemen, lizards alike, we are here to discuss the excellence
Oh. Execution. The best there is. The best there was. And the best there ever will be. That's right. We are talking today about the one and only the hit man, Bret Hart. Now, permit me to get a little bit personal with you, ladies and gentlemen and lizards alike. Come close. Let me tell you a tale. It was 2012, September, probably the first of September. I sat at home in front of my computer, trolling the internet, as I would sometimes do in those days, and something caught my mind's eye. And that something read Bret Hart appearing in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, first time since 1997 on a WWE television broadcast. Now, younger me said to Mother Wordsmith, "Mother Wordsmith, could we please go?" And she said, "All right." So I gathered up the Wordsmith family, and I gathered up the legions, and we stormed the Bell Center to witness what can only be described as a magical Montreal moment. The alliteration, spectacular. The feeling entering that building that night, uncontrollable. It was time. It was undeniable. Bret Hart, live in the ring, in the middle of Montreal, Quebec. Whew. Goosebumps. And now for the reading. Shall we begin? I think so. As mentioned, the date, September 10th, 2012. Thank you. Merci. You're too kind. Thank you very much. 15 years. Don't take it. Merci. It took a long time to get here. Thank you very much. I hope everyone in Canada is listening to this. This is a great moment for me to come back to Montreal. I'm a little speechless. I don't know what to say after 13 years. So many things have happened. But I want to say that the last time I was here turned out to be one of the darkest days of my life. But I can say that it was also one of the proudest. And I owe everyone in Montreal and all the fans here that supported me all those years. I want you to know that you've been in my heart for 15 years. When I look back on things, I remember that day, and I remember that it was the people of Montreal and the fans here that got me through those dark days. And I'll never forget it. And to me, it was a distinctly unique Canadian moment. And I stand proud of everything I did that day. And I thank all you people, for your years and years and years of support. God bless everyone in Montreal. Thank you very much. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart, right here. Thank you so much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I and lizards alike mustn't leave them out. I would be remiss if I did not include the next little bit here. It was at this point that one Charles Montgomery Punk would appear and interrupt the excellence of execution. The gall in that man, he is punk by name and punk by nature, and asked a question. What if it was him in 1997 instead of one Shawn Michaels? Well, Brett's retort, so perfect, you could say it's excellent. However, without any further ado, here is that retort. I don't think it really matters. What if? I don't think it matters what Vince McMahon or anybody would have done. I have no doubt in my mind, and I think these people would back me up. I think it would have took me less than a minute. I think it would have taken me less than a minute. Put you in a sharpshooter, wrap you up like a pretzel, and make sure that the back of your feet touched the back of your head. That's what I think. I thank you for experiencing this moment, this great Canadian moment retold through yours truly. I try to do it justice, however, do yourself the favor, experience this truly Canadian moment for yourself. It's moving, brings me to tears, loving, absolute passion. You should experience it for yourself. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you how to live your life. But I think if you want to live a perfect life, you should experience the return of the excellence of execution, the so-called homecoming, but not really, of the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. That was three, in case you were wondering. A truly magical moment in wrestling history. Begs the question, where do I lie in the great debate? And I'll end it. I'll end the show as I go into this. I am firmly the wordsmith himself. This being in front of you, ladies, gentlemen, lizards alike, stands firmly, firmly in the camp that states the following. Bret Hart is and always will be better. It is that moment in time where I must return to the Library of Alexandria here at Castle Wordsmith, and I must bid you adieu. So, we got in the ring, we did the thing. Now ring the bell, and fare thee well, ta-ta, for now.